guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I have a really special guest with me today. She's an amazing singer-songwriter, and she has an amazing new song out now. It's called For the Band. Hi, Morgan. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So please introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines of your latest song, For the Band.
Sure. My name is Morgan St. Jean. I am a singer-songwriter. I call myself a feminist pop princess because I write a lot of songs about female empowerment, and I write songs about just causes that I believe in and social causes that I believe in. My latest song is called To the Bank, and it's kind of a message to the haters. It was sort of just meant to be like a cheeky clap back to the haters. I can sing a song, it's like, haters pay my bills, always will. Sorry, take two. Haters pay my bills, always will. Keep the lights on, going for the kill, but you're still singing my songs. I'll be getting rich, finding fame. So, hate me all the way to the bank.
Wow, yeah. Like it sounds like so good, like even like, you know, just like live, it sounds like different. Like, I think that's the power of music again, like, you know, like when you perform it on stage, it gives like a different feeling, like, you know, in YouTube shorts and things like that. It sounds so different, like, you know, loud and super, like, you know, echoey. And when you sing in a cappella, like right now, it's like, gives you the same feeling almost. Like, it's just like crazy how the voice can be that powerful that no matter how you sing it or where you sing it, just sounds the same.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. I really appreciate that.
So speaking of which, how do you like go about, like, you know, thinking of like your idea? I know you said that you love writing about, like, you know, feminist pop music that, you know, empowers young women. And so what got you into this? Like, did you just think that you were just going to write these kind of songs from the start? Or was there like something, like, you know, something that sparked for you that made you realize that you wanted to do this?
Yeah, I've always been writing music, and I've always written music from a very autobiographical place. You know, I'm always writing songs about things that I'm going through, and the sort of social aspect of it is a little more recent because I've been writing songs my whole life. And my first song that went viral that was really about something a little more serious is a song called Not All Men. And that came out maybe 2 years ago at this point. And it's about sexual assault and just sort of the realities of what women have to face every single day. And I wrote that song because I've gone through my own experiences as a woman. And I was talking to a friend of mine who had an experience where she basically was telling this guy she was not interested. And she just kept saying no, no, no. And he kept telling her, well, stop saying no. And that happened. I went through my own stuff. And then all at the same time, I also saw on Twitter that hashtag not all men was trending as a response to the Me Too movement. And I was just really floored by that because it seemed so obvious to me and to everyone around me that that wasn't the point of the movement. And they were sort of just trying to take away from the movement of, you know, the Me Too movement. And so I sat down and I had the lyric, we all know that it's not all men, but it's all women. And that chorus really just fell out of me in like 10, 20 minutes. And I posted it to TikTok and it blew up. And then I finished the song and had it out within a week. And just seeing the reaction to that and seeing the way that people across the world resonated with it and connected with it, it really inspired me to continue to try to say things in my music that are important and that help make people feel less alone in their experiences.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, I'm sorry you had to go through all of this. I mean, of course, it's like, you know, as a woman, it's like kind of like challenges. And often people, like, I've heard this saying, you know, boys are just being boys. Again, I don't agree with that now because, you know, of course, like, you know, people do say that still, but again, it's not always your fault. It's like a mix, like, kind of like you do not let it happen. It's not like you're wanting it to happen. It just happens when it happens. And so I think just like, you know, these songs you write shows women, shows girls and people out there that, like, you know, no one's at fault right now. It's just like, you know, a matter of how it's happening. And it shows that, you know, stay strong. You don't have to let someone, you know, take advantage of you or take advantage on your body and like do something you do not want them to do. And I think like your songs are the best way to like, you know, show that, because I often feel like now in this Gen Z era, people are often connecting more through music and creativity rather than just plain words, where someone is just giving a speech about, you know, human rights and female rights and things like that. Because I personally do, I tune in more when it's a song or something creative, you know, like maybe a painting or an artwork. And I think that's just like a matter of because it's more appealing, I guess, and it makes like something so serious seem more like, you know, something like you can actually talk about. And I think that's just, again, the power of music. Again, like this whole thing, like the whole idea of music just is like awesome, because it shows like a way you can communicate your thoughts and your feelings and just everything you're going through.
I totally agree. I think that's one of the most powerful things about art in general, is you can use it as a vehicle to talk about so many different things. And I really hope that my songs help people have these tough conversations. I actually released an entire project called Conversations, and the goal of that project was to inspire people to have conversations with their friends, their family, their leaders, themselves. You know, I think the more that we can talk about things and destigmatize things, I think the world will be a better place and people will feel so much less alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, like, because like since this whole music thing, it's like a whole community, like the creative community in itself, like, you know, it's like a huge community. You can feel free to share whatever you want. It's kind of like a safe space. Of course, then there are like trolls who come in, you know, blasting you, like your song To the Bank. It's fully about like, you know, haters. But again, haters are paying your bills. You're right, because they are, because I mean, if you think about it, why, when haters engage with a post, often there are like trillions and billions of like haters, and they're actually watching your music or listening to your music. And so they're actually making your views and listens higher. So, I mean, really, we should be thanking them, I guess. and I think like, you know, on those lines, what are your thoughts on name dropping people in your songs? I know like haters is like a kind of like a big group, so you're not really name dropping anyone, but what are your thoughts on this? Like, would you name drop someone in songs, or would you just like indirectly say who's at fault?
I mean, I don't think I've ever done it, but I'm not opposed to it. I think, you know, people need to be held accountable for their actions, and especially in like a dating sense. If you're gonna date a songwriter, you have to understand the risks. And I have some friends who have dropped names in their songs, and yeah, I think whatever makes somebody feel empowered and feel like they can take their power back when something bad has happened to them is fine. I think, you know, there's a difference between slandering somebody and, you know, writing a song about them. But yeah, I personally have never done it, but I don't, never say never.
Yeah, I think, again, like for me as well, like for me, this is kind of odd. When I write music, I tend to actually write it in a bashful way. And I feel the urge to actually put the name in it. Obviously, it's really intense that, like, you know, putting their name in it could actually ruin it for them. But, you know, I guess it's always up to the person. Like, I know Ariana Grande manages to pull it off. I know there were some controversies with it, but I guess everything does have setbacks, like, you know, even with your songs. I'm pretty sure, like, speaking of which, instead of, like, putting words in your mouth, have you ever gone through, like, you know, clapbacks or like things where like people are saying that your songs are not like, you know, quote unquote, like, you know, meant for women, or like are like degrading men, or have you ever heard like any kind of comments like that?
Yeah, I mean, all the time. I think that's a risk that you have to be willing to take if you're going to write songs about things that people feel really strongly about. And fortunately, I feel very, you know, strong in my convictions and in my beliefs. And so I think it doesn't really get to me, but I get hate comments all the time. Whether it's about, you know, my beliefs that people disagree with, or that they think I'm anti-man simply because I think women are amazing, you know, which that's not the case at all. I think I have so many incredible men in my life, and I think we need all the men to be allies to the cause of feminism and to creating a more, just a more equal world, you know, for women and for all different communities. And so I think I'm just kind of used to it. It doesn't really get to me so much anymore, but that was really the point of my song to the bank, was to just kind of have a cheeky, fun way of clapping back at the haters, because, you know, every view that they give me is still a view, and every comment that they leave is still a comment, and they're just boosting my algorithms, and the more that they do that, the more of the right people that my content will get in front of. And so if I can empower women and build women up, or build any kind of marginalized communities up, then I feel like I've done something right. And if that pisses people off, then let them be pissed.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, then it's kind of like awesome how, like, you know, you believe in what you believe, right? It's not like you're imposing it on anyone or saying you have to believe what I believe. You're just like simply putting out a song that, you know, may relate to a million people, or even like, I don't know, two people, but like it relates to some people. It's not like you're telling people, like, you know, you have to believe what I believe, or like, you know, it's bad. Like, you know, I write so many songs, everyone writes so many songs, like, you know, where like you're saying something that maybe people don't agree with. Maybe you write, like, you know, on a less serious note, like, you know, maybe you write about dogs who are menace, right? Of course, many people disagree with that, but again, it's your opinion, I guess. You can't really say your opinion is right or wrong, because it's objective, I guess. You right. may think that, like, you know, we may think that, you know, feminism is a good thing, whereas other people might think it's a bad thing. Although I don't understand the reasoning behind that, but again, that's just my opinion. On a different note now, it's kind of like on a fun-ish, weird kind of question. What was your most weird experience while on tour?
My weirdest experience? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me think. I mean, I don't know if I had any weird experiences, but it's definitely kind of a crazy journey being on tour, like living on a bus, and there's so many people that live on the bus with you, and I mean, I have a lot of really fun memories. We played a bunch of games with the whole, like pretty much the whole bus played. So there's a game called Odds, which is if you're in the game and somebody odds you, you have to give them a number between 1 and 15. And if you get the same number, you have to do that thing. So like I got odds to limbo under this parking, what are those things called? Like a parking gate sort of thing. It was like a low gate. And I got odds to limbo under that. Or, you know, just funny things like that. We had That's lots nice. Of different games. And just fun moments, you know?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, for me, it's always been a dream to go on tour. Obviously, I have not put out that many songs to actually consider myself a touring artist or even an artist at this point. But, I mean, it's in the process, I guess. And that actually brings me to my next and final question. What would your advice be to, like, you know, aspiring singer-songwriters who kind of want to make it big, or at least, like, you know, start releasing music and have people listen to it?
I think, first of all, you should own it that you are an artist. You know, you are a songwriter because you write songs. You are an artist because you create art. I think people create so many blocks that are just self-made. They're not real, you know? What makes an artist other than someone who creates art? So I think, first of all, you just have to own it and be your own biggest fan and be your own biggest supporter, because there's going to be a lot of real roadblocks that there's no reason to create roadblocks for yourself. And I always also tell people too, you know, I think for most of us, the hardest part is starting. It's almost like going to the gym or something, like going to work out, you know, getting there is really, really hard. And then once you do it, you feel really good. And sometimes that's how I feel about writing a song or posting a video. I think the lead up to it can be so anxiety inducing and so scary. And then you do it and it resonates with people, or maybe it doesn't, but either way, you can feel proud of yourself for putting something out there and sharing your story with the world, because everyone's story is so inherently valuable because it's their own. And so, I think just believe in yourself and just try and just do it. And, you know, don't be afraid to fail, because failing is just one step closer to succeeding.
Yeah, I think, like, actually that's like really good feedback. I think I just said, like, you know, I'm not an artist, but I think after what you said, I guess I am, because if you're writing, you are a writer. If you are songwriting, you are a songwriter. And I think that really resonates with me. I mean, I've been saying this, like the thing which you're saying right now, I've been saying this myself and I somehow forgot my own advice, I guess.
But sometimes I think you gotta hear it from somebody else.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, I guess that's the truth, because like, you know, believing myself or believing in yourself, I guess that's the main key, I guess, because it's kind of like, yeah, you kind of said, like, you know, creating your own hurdles, which are not really hurdles, like you're just kind of creating them out of the blue because you just want to create one, I guess. And I think, right. Like, you know, I kind of agree, like, you know, it's important to just, like, you know, believe in yourself and just keep trying. Yeah. And it's really interesting, though, because often, like how you said, like, you know, haters, you keep getting haters, but that's because you've been doing this for a while, so you're going to have, like, a huge chunk of both haters and fans. So one kind of like extra question-ish thing is, as like a newer artist, would you say that they're as prone to getting hate comments as you know, well-established artists, or would you say that their chance of having more fans versus haters would be, like, you know, like separated?
I mean, I think anyone who is putting things on the internet or putting things out in a public forum for people to see and comment on risks getting haters. I think that's just part of it. And you have to understand that most of the time when someone is leaving a hate comment or someone's bullying you or whatever, it's almost always just a reflection of their own insecurities and their own thing. Like, it's usually has nothing to do with you. And I think anytime you put out any piece of art or content or message, you're risking that. But at the same time, the alternative is to not put out the art and not put out the message. And that to me feels like such a loss, because the universe deserves your art. I think like the world needs to hear your story, and you deserve it to your, you owe it to yourself to share your own story. And let's be honest, people risk being, you can be bullied just for existing. So if you're gonna be bullied for putting something out there that you believe in, I think to me, that's a risk that I'm willing to take, but I've also had to do a lot of work on my own self-worth and my own self-esteem to not let those comments really get to me.
That actually is very, very well said. I think, you know, what you said was very true. I mean, like, just because, you know, haters, you probably don't even know the faces of, they're probably just like, you know, black clouds to you, right? Because you do not know who's behind that comment. It's probably just like, you know, canvas to them. That's probably their way of showing creativity, which is like, you know, thinking of innovative ways of, like, you know, saying you're bad. And so, yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. I learned so much from you, and you're such an inspiration to all young people out there and all those women who have been going through so much.
Well, thank you so much. I've loved talking to you, and good luck with everything. And just remember that you have to do believe in yourself first.
Thank you so much. Everyone out there, listen to this episode. This is the end, and I hope you all enjoyed. I'll be linking Morgan's website in the show notes. Feel free to check our music and follow her on her social accounts. Thank you so much, everyone.